Welcome once again to Tricon Church. Now we can begin this worship. And we're going to begin with a reflection from Carly Mahoney.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Carly Mahoney, and this trip to West Virginia was my fourth and final mission trip. I'd like you all to close your eyes and imagine paradise. Now, I don't know what your paradise looks like, whether it's a beach in Palm Springs or a mountaintop in the Alps. Frankly, I don't care what it looks like. I care what it feels like. Because if there's one thing I've learned on these trips, it's that paradise is not a place. It's a feeling. It's love, compassion. It's the absence of outside obligations buzzing into the present. It's the lightness of limitlessness with the exciting weight of challenge. Breathe in that feeling for just a minute. This is what mission trip feels like. These trips remind me that paradise, the kingdom of heaven, is always right here, right now, if we only let ourselves enter into it. This is why I choose year after year to follow wherever Tricon calls me to go and to serve with these people and the incredible people we meet. To come in contact with others' lives and leave knowing that both their lives and our own have just gotten a little bit better. To rediscover that when people want to do something, we will get it done. That feeling of paradise is all that we can accomplish and more. Together, we are capable of so much more than we could ever imagine. After arriving in Webster Springs and settling down, the senior leaders and adult leaders met with our experienced mission hosts to discuss what the week had in store for us. Our hosts explained the jobs, and there became a few highly desired sites and a few less desired sites. So Tom and I fought hard for that highly desired site, but after accepting that we may not have the construction skills required for the job, we surrendered and took the last job standing, black mold. The job was described as removing black mold from an office at the church we were staying in. We would not be moving to a different site for the day, and we would not be meeting a family, but we would be giving back to the church that did so much for us that week. Well, the black mold wasn't all too bad. We threw our masks on, demolished the whole office in a day, and even had time for a spontaneous snowball fight. We spent the rest of the week moving from site to site, fixing up a wall at the church, painting bookcases at a Catholic thrift shop, building lamps at the Catholic warehouse. Peter and I even spent an afternoon cutting barcodes off of certain food products because the shop could receive 10 cents for every barcode returned. We were doing a lot of work, but there wasn't ever a grand final product as I've seen on past mission trips. It was hard to go to sleep feeling accomplished after cutting barcodes all day. We finished the wall early on Friday, so we went to go check out some other sites. Walking into the Foster House, I was astonished at what these teams had done in less than a week. A full kitchen downstairs, an insulated attic, and multiple bedrooms ready for furnishing upstairs, with one exception. The rooms were all supposed to be wood floor. One room was previously carpeted, so Amy Paisley's group decided to rip up the carpet and throw it out the window, expecting a clean wood floor below. But of course, there are never enough twists on mission trips. The carpet had been glued to the floor for so long that after removing it, there was no wood floor visible, just this thick sheet of carpet glue with bits of carpet stuck into it, covering the room. I arrived at the Foster House as Amy's group had started scraping the glue off the floor. My group toured the house and we were ready to leave for the warehouse when we realized this carpet glue task really needed some extra hands. It meant splitting up the care group, but it didn't feel like a choice. We gathered some more scrapers and went to attack the floor. Now, the floor was covered in this glue debris, but we got down there on all fours with our spackle scrapers, and we started scraping away, or trying to. This stuff was stubborn, and where the windows shine on the floor, it was scorched on, but we would not let it stick. 1 hour passed without much visible progress. It was slow, tedious work, and I doubted we would finish by the end of the day. We finished almost half the room before breaking for lunch, but then came right back with new gusto to attack. And then more came. More and more care groups came, and at max capacity, we had 15 scraping that floor. We were going to finish this thing. We got far enough to move the bed and work on the other side, and the entire project started all over again. But this time I knew. I had this feeling of determination and hope that with less than half the day left, we could finish the second half of the room. The odds were against us, but we were not leaving this house until that floor was wooden. We scraped and we scraped and we sang and we danced and we sweat and we all had smiles on our faces because as tedious as this task was, it felt great and we made it great all together. We scraped continents, making an imperfect America, proclaiming, well, this is as good as it's gonna get, and then destroying it before someone would come along telling us they'd make it great again. Anything in a triangular shape, we'd call India. We made Russia, we traveled the globe with our scrapers, made islands to break up the work into smaller increments, then conquered continents of carpet glue together. It was a work party, and Amy was loving it. She could feel we were getting close and shouted, "They said we couldn't do it! Look at us now!" We had 1/4 of the room left, and Charlotte challenged us to finish in 30 minutes. In 15 minutes, we had the stand-up scraper racking at the last bits of glue on the floor, and suddenly it was gone. The whole room was carpet glue free. We were cheering and jumping and high-fiving all around. One room, one floor, and I felt the most accomplished I had all week. This feeling of accomplishment beamed across each of our tired faces as we walked back to the church. This is that mission trip feeling. When you're given something people tell you is impossible, that you won't finish, they brush it off with, "Yeah, don't worry about it. Just do the best you can." But then you work. And together, you find that nothing is impossible. Coming home, I'm reminded of my own limits. School, running, time management, I hit my limit all the time. When I come home, I'm reminded that there is a limit to what one man can do. When I go on mission trip, I'm reminded that when we act together, there is no limit to what many can do. Throughout the week, I see every one of these people lifted by those around them to new heights, not only in service work, but in kindness, in compassion, in being human. In the harmony of togetherness, man becomes limitless. This is my story. Amen?
Amen.